Funding for a biodefense facility is a must. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. America's farmers and ranchers are hoping to urge Congress in funding for a new biodefense facility to protect public health and the economy. Jonna Miller has more.
The country is in dire need of a new national bio and agro defense facility to upgrade critical disease research programs. It would handle research and development of vaccines and therapies to respond to foreign animal diseases, as well as zoonotic diseases, which are those that can be transmitted from animals to humans. Farmers and ranchers are urging Congress to include funding for construction of the new laboratory in the 2013 Homeland Security spending bill.
Why should the average citizen care? The average citizen should care because this is the facility that is going to coordinate all of that research, all of the vaccine work, all of the mitigation strategies and technologies, evaluate them, make sure they work so that should someone intentionally infect a cow herd, a pork herd, a poultry flock with some kind of disease that can transmit to humans, we've got the capability to stop it.
American Farm Bureau public policy specialist Dale Moore says the need for the laboratory is beyond public health. It's also critical for the economy.
2001, we had the foot and mouth outbreak in Great Britain. There was very little public health threat to that, but the economic consequences to Britain were fairly devastating. Here in the United States, as we looked at these issues and where could you cause a lot of economic harm, go into cattle country, you cause an outbreak and that would cause devastating economic losses.
Moore says those considerations should convince Congress that the $650 million price tag is an important investment.
The Department of Homeland Security has determined that Manhattan, Kansas, where Kansas State University is going to be the home of this facility. We need Congress to appropriate those funds to make that a reality. It is critical for agriculture.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.